Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and it is always a joy to have so many listeners tapping in, especially at this time with what's going on in the world. And as we know, everything is an opportunity. And there's that saying that's been around for a very long time, and I'm sure you all know it very well, and that is, when life gives us lemons, what do? We make lemonade. And so I know, with talking to many, many, many people the past several weeks, that they are going through a lot, including ourselves. So this show and this interview is very appropriate for this time. And what I'm going to do before I bring Jill Matson on, there is so much about her that is just awesome. And because I am very much into vibration and music and sound for healing, when I learned of Jill several years ago, actually, I knew that there would be a time where I would want to go ahead and connect with her and actually perhaps do some things in our Healthy Referral newspaper, as well as on this radio show, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. So before I mention a little bit more and bring her in, I would like to say that Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show is brought to you by our Healthy Referral newspaper, which began in 1989, and it has been a mission that has expanded not only locally here in the Ohio area, but also nationally. And we want to take this moment to say thanks to all of you who have played a role in having that be possible. Always remembered and appreciated, and we want you to know that. Thanks to the listeners who tap into the show live, as well as 24/7 opportunity that you have to go ahead and click on any of the shows that we have done, including this one and everyone in the past. Many people do this, and they say that they so appreciate being able to go back in and re-listen to it. And actually, some people say when they can't sleep at 3 a.m, they'll go ahead and they'll click on it and listen to some interviews. So thank you for doing that. Okay, let me give you a phone number for Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, which, of course, is also the Healthy Referral newspaper. And if you have questions for us, you can call this number. And as we do the interview with Jill, she will be giving her contact information that you can actually get in touch with her about specific questions about what you're hearing today. But as far as wanting to get in touch with us and find out more about how you can be a part of the Healthy Referral newspaper, as well as this radio show and numerous other things that we are involved in, please give us a call at 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. Again, that's healthyreferral.com. There are email addresses on the site, of course, that if you want to email us, you're welcome to do that. And again, we appreciate you all. Thanks so very much. And let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about Jill. And I know she's waiting in the wings. Oh, wow. No pun intended, Jill. I know you can hear me. Jill's Wings of Light is dedicated to the sharing and advancement of sound healing, and strives to spread awareness and knowledge of the many novel uses of sound energy for the benefit of all of mankind. Sound healing techniques that have been used for growth and enlightenment throughout the ages. Uniquely, Jill combines information of ancient origins with modern scientific findings to present innovative paths to restored health and vitality. Emotional strength, balance, intelligence, and higher consciousness. I will give you her website, but as I said throughout the interview, she will be sharing her contact information. So her web address is www.jills, that's J-I-L-L-S, wings, just as they are with flying, W-I-N-G-S, oflight.com. So it's jillswingsoflight.com. And a little bit, excuse me, if you hear little glitches every once in a while, please excuse that. For some reason, it happens when we're doing our show on Blog Talk. Her personal interest in sound healing and expanding consciousness was the result of her lifelong love affair, as she puts it, with music, coupled with her personal spiritual quest, which she started in earnest about 25 years ago. And she was drawn to the study of antiquity. Specifically, she examined methods employing sound healing and music to alter and improve mind, body, emotions, energy, and spiritual aspects of practitioners' lives. And she collected a whole lot of material on sound healing over these many years. And this prompted her to write a book on the sound healing, where she actually included interviews with leading researchers and scientists in the field. Concurrent with her research, she began producing her own sound healing recordings. In the early 2000s, she built a studio in her home to record her own compositions. She blends her original music with ancient techniques and embed special sounds into the tracks. The end result is pleasing and beneficial on multiple levels. Many people enjoy the music as a normal listening. More specifically, other people have been able to reach new levels of consciousness, of peace, and wellness by focused listening to her compositions. And I'm going to stop there. And I do want to say I had hoped to have had some of her music on to where we could actually share it through the interview. And since we only have 30 minutes, and I thought, well, you'll all be able to go to her website and you can click on things there so that you can actually hear them on your own and on your own time. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in Jill. I know she's waiting patiently, so let me see here. Okay.
Hi.
How are you?
It's lovely to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I'm real excited to talk about all the wonderful gifts from sound.
Well, Jill, we really haven't gotten to know each other, in depth, but it's sort of been very sporadic. However, you heard me say, and you know that this is my passion as well, perhaps in a little different way than yours, but I know that in the beginning there was the word, and that word was sound. And that
absolutely.
Sound... Oh, yes, yes. And that sound creates everything. That's why I tell people, please watch your words, including myself, especially these past couple months. watch the words that come out of our mouth. Right, Jill?
Yes. And in fact, I think some Russian scientists about 4 or 5 years ago were able to change salamander eggs into frog eggs with sound waves. And they showed that the DNA responds to radio waves and is programmable by words. And in fact, they went on to say that they felt the junk DNA was organized just like syntax and grammar. So they were saying that our languages would kind of be a resonance, an echo, a fallout of our DNA pattern. So with words change us? Oh, my goodness, I think so.
Absolutely. And also, I always found, this is off the subject a little bit, but just the fact of how vibration and sound impacts water.
Yes, absolutely.
And everything that has come forth knowledge-wise in regards to that as well. But Jill, there is a lot that we can focus on. And with this time period that we are all walking through, I really just wanted to give you the opportunity to decide on what you felt was of most importance right now for you to share and that would be best for us to expand upon. And I know that there's a lot of information, and as I said in my notes to you, we love doing our interviews as a conversation piece and not a question and answer type sentence. So I would love for you just to go ahead, if you would please, and begin by sharing what you feel is most closest to your heart right now.
Well, I'll tell you, everybody's in lockdown, and I think that's very pertinent to everybody's day-to-day life. Let me say first that you ingest sound. You can measure every sound in your body. And then you can listen to music and see your sounds change slightly. Said differently, let's say I play the exact frequency of niacin, a substance that can make your face flush. I play it, your face flushes. You don't take it. But I keep saying again is you ingest sound, and sound is energy. You can ingest the sounds of certain vegetables, and your body can take that sound energy and use it in some of your digestion formulas where it's necessary. Keeping that in mind, I partnered with Sherry Edwards. I've written a book on her work, Sounds. And she has the science of bioacoustics.
Yes.
She has hearing out of the normal hearing range. And because of that, she can hear the body communicating. So if the body, let's say, has diabetes, it will send out little signals, not in our hearing range. And those signals are the frequencies that will fix diabetes. So it's called otacoustic emissions. It's used in hospitals for some comatose patients and babies because they can't communicate. So she can hear those, and then she realized, oh, my goodness, every disease has a frequency cure. And she spent her life then creating software so people could have her gifts. And what we did was we teamed up. And I created 18 tracks of really beautiful, beautiful music. And I put in it the sounds of crystals, microscopic tapings of crystals. It feels like you have a dozen crystals right sitting next to you. You know how good they feel. And I also put in flower remedies. I put in a dozen flower remedies. And if you do Kirlian photography, before and after listening to the music, which playing without Sherry's work is called Crystal Realms. But when you do Kirlian photography before and after, you'll see that it fills your aura full of light. It just feels good. It is good. And then what we did with Sherry was Sherry can look in the voices of people and see and on a computer and create a database exactly what's out of tune in the body. And then those tones can be presented to you in sound, and you ingest them. And what she found was that the coronavirus is, it attacks your body, and in an analogy, will act like you have you're in the Bible, and you're in an old walled-in city. And the coronavirus is an enemy; always attacks the same, and it always comes in from the back. Or tax the fourth block to the left. So you can predict where it's going to try to get in. And she's observed that in bodies and voices of people who have coronavirus. And it attacks your immune system. And she reports that it's glutathione, curcumin, and then some standard ones like C and D and ACH, and I have a website with a whole listing of them. And she gave me the numbers for the sounds. So I put the sounds and the music in binaural beats so it's stronger if you would use headphones, but it still works without. And so now as a free offering, we are gifting people to, you know, music to relax them, to feel very heavenly, divine, calming. And then sounds to build strength and power on your immune system, particularly where the coronavirus would go to attack.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a pretty exciting free gift.
Yes, yes. And listeners, be sure to go ahead and again, Jill, that's on your website, correct?
Yes, I've got two websites. I built one just for this, coronavirusdefense.org. And because it was going viral for a while there and it kept crashing, so a lot of people couldn't get their music. So I put it on jillswingsoflight.com and on two places on coronavirusdefense.org.
Okay.
And I even have it on YouTube.
Okay.
My YouTube channel is just Jill Mattson.
Jill Mattson. Okay. And,
yeah.
Of course, people know how the Mattson is M-A-T-T-S-O-N, just for those who might want to spell it with one T. And, you know, Jill, I have known Sherry for a very long time. And that was interesting. Also, whenever I began to read your information and saw, you know, your connection with Sherry. When we started our Healthy Referral newspaper and all of this mission when it first began was actually between 1986 and 1989. And it was shortly after 1989 that there were some things that took place. And I actually, you know, had the opportunity to meet and get to know Sherry and actually to, you know, experience some of the things that she was doing even back then. So it's always amazing. Yes, I know. It's always amazing to see the interconnection, you know, that happens as you just put one foot in front of the other following your path, you know. So when I saw that with you, I went, oh, my goodness, this is not a surprise. Not a surprise. I don't talk to Sherry very often at all, you know, but I do get her communications ongoing in my email and every once in a while, you know, I'll send her something. But I know that she has, for a very long time, been doing what she's doing. And like many, we use the word pioneering, right?
Mm-hmm.
it's the word pioneer. Yeah. And there's many of us who are looking back at each other presently at this point in time, who have known each other, who are just meeting each other. And there's that other saying that I love, which is, you know, we all put in to be here at this particular time. And here we are, you know, being able to share all this wonderful things. And believe me, I know, and you know too very well, that you know, it's very challenging for people right now. And I don't know, I'd be interested in hearing what you think of this. I don't know if it's more difficult for people who are not tapped into these kinds of things, or if it's easier for people, you know, who either they are or they aren't. Sometimes I wonder about that.
I think the division is more those who control their focus or habitually have a focus that tends to be positive. You know, it's what you tune into you become. So you can look at every challenge as a real, really unique blessing in that, you know, it's going to shake things up a little bit. And those things that aren't serving you that could maybe have a better habit. Maybe you appreciate your friends and outings more. Maybe you're now more careful about your health, which just might save your life 3 or 4 years down the road. There's a lot of possibility for an upgrade in society. In a way, the whole world's coming together because we're all fighting the same enemy. You know, so it just depends on how you look at things. And I try not to get too attached to either good or bad, but simply, like you said, following my path, where do they lead me?
Right.
And then if I don't take it personally, you know, you kind of go right into the gift. And I find with challenges, there's the gift. And how much pain is sometimes your choice. What are you focusing on?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's another passion, I would say, of both of ours, and that is the whole realm of crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be awesome to go ahead and you know, give a little of your input on that topic.
Sure. Sure. Well, let me say that I believe that everything's conscious, everything. And the crystal kingdom, in my opinion, is highly evolved. It's more evolved than the human. That's why we buy them. That's why they feel good. We put them in our hands and say, oh, we can feel this one. because they lift us up.
Yeah.
And within the body, the resonance, for those who don't know what that means, it's like the same note or an octave, musical octave, which is the same note, higher or lower, high C, low C. And energy is shared through resonance. So if you play a C and everything, my body is around, close by, everything in my body that vibrates at the same rate, which will be quite a few things, will pick up that C. And so when you start to make, I make crystal sounds and instruments. So when you start to make tones on crystals, you're getting the high consciousness, the high intent, no negativity, and in fact, kind of like a clearing force because it's a higher octave. It's closer together or tighter. And then sound comes in. Sound's particularly powerful because it's the exact same frequency is almost everything in our body. What we can hear encompasses almost everything in our body. So when it comes in either higher or lower, it has to go up the octaves to the octave of our body and then transfer over into our body. And you'll lose a little energy with each octave you jump. So sound is in, delivers a really powerful punch. So I really enjoy crystals and the aspect of sharing through tones and even skulls, because I did a couple classes on ancient Atlantis, and it dawned on me that, speaking of Sherry Edwards, she can hear a sound coming from a 2D object on paper. It always sounds the same. And think about it. That's because, very subtly, energy radiates back and forth between the shape, whether you made it with a pencil or a pen or ink or something. And if you look at an object like a circular bowl or a square one, they're going to have different interference patterns. There's energy. It vibrates, goes back and forth, and it stays in the container or the shape. And the different shapes have different resonance. You can go into a square-shaped room, and it's going to amplify the musical note of C because of the wave interference. You know, the high part of the waves create more energy, and when the high part and the low part happen to hit together, they cancel each other out. So you can have in one room some sounds that are just tiny bit higher in volume and some that are less. Probably don't notice it, but your body does over time. And so it is with shape. So even like with crystal skulls, the deal is that it resonates with your skull. It's not macabre at all. It's simply a frequency and a resonance. It can take that high vibration, and it can go like a computer, which can communicate with silicone chips, quartz. And so that crystal skull can connect with other crystal skulls if you do it intentionally and properly, and then it connects with you.
And Jill, for people who perhaps do not know the term crystal skulls, can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. It doesn't necessarily in the regular population have a good rap. I would say that it's an Indiana Jones kind of movies where they're looking for very ancient artifacts. And in ancient countries, lures, and there's many of these skulls that are found, but the ancient legends has that many communities would have one crystal skull, about the size of a skull, at the center of their community, and it would be like it's a computer, and that's of course does. And it was highly programmed and delivered all kinds of broadcast frequencies, downloads that were blessings. And that's the legend. And as time goes on, I think some people probably see a skull and think it's from being macabre. So I don't know that it necessarily mainstream is well thought of, but I guess it just dawned on me that crystal skulls make a shape, they make a sound, and that sound resonates with the sound of your own skull, and there's your energy transfer.
How cool is that?
I know. No, absolutely. And the other thing, I know, listeners, when you do check out Jill's sites, you know, you will see some of the items that she offers that I would really love for all of you listeners to go ahead and check some of these things out. Because, again, tuning forks, for instance, and the quartz crystal tuning forks that I'm more attracted to than the metal. And that's a whole interesting thing too, Jill, is years ago when I started to work with the quartz crystal singing bowls, which I have and I love, I realized that I was more drawn to the quartz crystal bowls than I was the metal bowls. And I did some research with all of that. And because if there's two of them sitting there, if there's a metal and a crystal, I will automatically go for the crystal. And I'm just wondering if you can expand on that a little bit. What do you think that's about? What do you think that's about?
Absolutely. Okay. I believe, like Sherry Edwards, that you can look at, let's say, your body in terms of sound. And everything is energy. Therefore, everything in your body has an energy. It is subtle level, a subatomic level. And energy vibrates at a certain rate, which means it has a frequency. You know, a faster rate's a higher pitch than a lower rate. So if you think of everything in your biology, in your body, excuse me, as audiology, as opposed to biology or chemistry, and then you can look at things like, let's say, digestion. And you just get online, PubMed, something like that, and get a formula for digestion. And everything has a cycle per second, a periodic chart, kind of being a musical scale. So you can insert the numbers in a chemical formula for the body, like digestion. Oh, and the math works. Not only does the math work, but in many cases, all of the body processes, or most of them, follow harmonic patterns. So what is a harmonic? I'm not talking about harmonious notes. This is different. A harmonic is an after ripple of sound. So you're in a church and somebody goes, law, and it just seems to echo and echo and it kind of drifts up in a lofty way in pitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's the harmonic that you're hearing. It's sound goes up and down a string or you make a musical note, and not all of the vibrations go the whole length of a standing wave or the wave of sound. Some of them go like half, a third, a fourth, a fifth, and they have an actual mathematical pattern, a harmonic does. And there's 16 in this pattern, and your body uses this pattern. So if you think about that, you know, so like in your heart, it's going to have an overall average mean pitch. Like I have this deep wave body healing CD. So, and this is science, I got this from a hospital, the frequency of, let's say, a healthy heart. It's pretty standard. Yours is the same as mine. And then you have ventricles and this and that and this and that and all these other little subcomponents of your heart. They're all going to fall into the pitches of the harmonics. So if you think of the heart, you think of it one big sound, and then by nature, naturally, all the after ripples of sound. It's just so beautiful. You'll find this harmonic scaffolding in almost everything in nature. It's like tens of thousands of times in your body. And when you listen to digital, even cassette players, of course, they weren't, I think records were okay, but for the most part, cassettes were better than WAV files, which are better than MP3s. Mm-hmm. And what they do in these other WAV files is they average harmonics. And that's, I mean, I don't really care. I mean, who am I to say? But nature does care, because nature, your body, it doesn't average harmonics. And if you give it like this GMO kind of sound, it doesn't accept the harmonic chains, the after ripples that so many patterns and processes in our body feed on. So why do you even like crystal bowls or metal bowls? Because it's rich in harmonics. You know, you click it once and then it rings, and all of that is all these different harmonics, and it's there's 16 of them. You don't hear them all. They all go in a pattern. They give your body this nutritious sound energy. So all of the singing bowls, tuning forks, et cetera, they're all giving you a harmonic pattern. You hear harmonic patterns in vowel sounds. A, E, listen, same root pitch. A, E, but E sounds higher. And that's because more of the energy in E, the way that you form your mouth and spin your ear to get that sound out, seems to throw energy into the higher harmonics, and it sounds higher. In ancient times, particularly in the Chinese tradition, they would have bowls of everything. They would have crystal bowls, perhaps ruby, sapphire bowls. They would have metal, tin, copper, silver, any kind of bowl you could think of. And then they would match the harmonic chains with illness. And I'm making this up because at the top of my head, I don't know the association, but as an analogy, let's say you had arthritis, you're going to listen to a silver bowl. But if you have gout, you're going to listen to a gold bowl. So we all have harmonic chains, and they have different amounts of energy in the different harmonic slots or templates. And that's why someone can come up and say, oh, I like the seven metal bowl. And the next person goes, ewy, gooey, the silver bowl. You know, and you get up and you say, oh, I want the high D crystal. You know, the high dimensional, high harmonic. I like the consciousness and crystal. So it's twofold in the harmonic chain. And I believe, my opinion is with crystal, it's just the high energy.
Because I mean, I absolutely. You know, when I first got into the quartz crystal, what I call singing bowls, and also everything that comes along with that, that people can go in depth more, which is that each size of the bowls has a different note, rings at a different note. Mm-hmm. Like mine is a C. And that is more associated to the, remember this correctly, the root chakra.
Correct.
Yes. And so having used that, and because I do workshops called Reawaken Your Spiritual Essence Through Music, Sound, and Movement. And when we utilize the singing bowl, it's just so amazing, Bill, to watch people's connection. And when they take the mallet, and because I love having people actually relate to the bowl themselves with the mallet, and it's such a simple process to do, and at the same time it is so profound for people to do that.
because we're hungry for harmonics.
Oh,
you can't get that on a CD. Although, what I did in my Crystal Realm CD was I did actually microscopic recordings of the crystals, like a sound light that where you could amplify their hearing, their energy. And in my Deep Great Body Healing CD, I had software made to create harmonics and root notes. So the little technology tricks to give you something really heavy.
Yes. I'd like one more time to go ahead and have you give the two websites very slowly and clearly so that people can make notes and be sure that you go. And there's a way that they can contact you through your site, of course, correct, Jill?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, can you please go ahead.
Yeah. Jill's Wings of Light, LIGHT.com, and coronavirusdefense.org. And on YouTube, I have, oh my goodness, I bet I have 30 videos on using crystals for manifesting, polarity balancing, tuning your spine, I mean, all kinds of things. So go check out my YouTube channel at Jill Mattson, M-A-T-T-S-O-N.
Okay. And before we end
I have sound healing classes. I forgot to say that. I have sound healing classes, an entire sound healing school, the sound healing techniques from the Egyptians, the Atlanteans, across the globe, using your voice, contacting angels and masters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
When they check out your information, they'll be able to see all of this information, right?
Yes, except that the coronavirus mainly has the coronavirus, the frequencies for defense to build against that. Yes.
Right. And before we end, the one other thing that you mentioned that I was going to make a comment on, but I didn't want to interrupt you, beside the fact of being so in love with crystal, the quartz crystal versus metal, I am also and have always been very much drawn more to silver than I am to gold. And that's another interesting aspect. I would guess that it is along the same yet different principle of what we were talking about the attraction to
Absolutely.
Is there anything particular?
To tune your body, your soul, more so than the gold. And somebody else might prefer gold because that's good for them. So we're all different and we have different needs. And it's simply a matter of paying attention to what you love. How cool is that? <laughs> Very, very true.
And what I would like to say, listeners, is I haven't talked with Jill about this yet, but I think it would be appropriate to schedule some further interviews so that we can get into the different aspects a little bit more. I know 30, 35, 40 minutes isn't a whole lot of time to share the amazing knowledge that Jill has. So, Jill, I just want to say thanks for just putting this together with me and enabling us to do this. And we will go ahead and be in touch shortly, and we'll see what we can put together, including I would love to get into a discussion about having some things in our upcoming issue of the Healthy Referral newspaper. Yes. It is local to Ohio, mainly because that's where we started it. However, it is a national full-size newspaper that ends up in people's hands in all kinds of ways. So, again, thank you very, very much for taking the time. And I'll have you go ahead one more time and give the two websites, listeners, make note of these. Go to them, check them out, get in touch with Jill. I know she would love to talk with you. There's never any kind of obligation with any of this that we do with people as far as interviews go. So get in touch with them. They want to hear from you and they want to talk with you. So, Jill, one more time, your websites, please.
All righty. JillsWingsOfLight.com and CoronavirusDefense.org.
Okay. And is there anything in closing that you would like to say?
Your body is conscious, and just as it knows how to broadcast frequencies that Sherry Edwards can hear, that will equate with the frequencies that you need for healing, your body knows what it needs, and it releases endorphins when you get it. So that's why you might have a favorite food of this or that, because you specifically need something in that food. And I'm not talking about junk food. I'm talking about liking strawberries over apples, for example. And when it comes to music and sound, it's the same thing. I like music that's always in a key signature of a tone I need. And so the beauty is to just let pay attention to what you love. And spend a little time to treat yourself and listen to things that are beautiful to you.
Yes, absolutely. And I know that for me, there's definitely a consciousness of certain foods. And I have learned through the years, and some of the time we'll have to talk about some of this that has to do with some of our own experiences, especially what I had years ago when I had gone through the anorexia. So I know that for me, I love beets. Beets are like, oh my God, just give me, you know, I can't get enough of them. So, you know, I always tell people, pay attention to that. You know, the body is talking to you. Take the time to listen to it. And you'll,
and
I probably
you
better.
Yes,
go ahead.
You don't know what you like, but you can clear out your negativity, like with healing flower symphonies that I have on my site. It's an ancient trick for clearing that which is pain in your body, because if you get too much pain, you get numb, and then you can't feel what you like.
Right.
But
there's
even a
absolutely.
Sound solution for that.
Yes. Okay, well, we probably better end, although I don't want to, but I want to again say thanks, Jill, and I'll be in touch. In fact, I'll send you the link of the finished interview so that you can share it, and of course it goes out to the social media and all of that. So thanks very much, dear, and I'll be in touch by email and we'll go from there.
Okay, beautiful. Blessings, everybody.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye. And listeners, thanks for tuning in to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. And again, if you want to contact us at Mind Your Body and Spirit and the Healthy Referral Newspaper, you can call 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. Be well, happy, and peaceful. Bye-bye.